Hello, everybody. This is the second talk of day one. As you guys know, good friends have good friends, and a good friend of Lynx is Tesseract, this young fellow here to my right. He will talk to us about the next step, the next ideas that Lynx just presented to us. Is that right, Tesseract?
More or less, yes. Thanks.
The floor is all yours.
Okay, hi. At first, sorry for the white background. I hope it's not too much for you. And I will now tell you something in more detail about SecureShare, a distributed social network, and in particularly about modeling trust with SecureShare. So I will begin a little bit by explaining what I understand with the keyword trust. Hopefully there is no psychologist here in the audience, and he may forgive me if I'm not perfect in a scientific sense. So what is trust? If we think of trust, we think of people who are behaving well to us, and we think then we can trust them. And I'm not thinking about in information systems right now, but in our normal living, that we trust in people who support us in doing things or behaving well with our property or just support us. And trust is also depending on context. And there are two points here. If we think of trust in people, we often group people into different groups like family or colleagues and such. And the second, the context can switch. So if we have some trust in people, that trust can in some context be maybe high, and in another context it might be lower. And the next thing is how we can handle if we mistrust people. And there we have the concept of anonymity, that in the first place, we give as less information about ourselves to people as possible. And if we now think about information systems, the things get more complex, because in information systems, if you give, for example, data to other people, it can be copied quite fast and given to other people, and you have quite fast problems in a big scale. And if somebody is doing something with your data, for example, then it's quite fast a big mess. Okay, and here I have a list of things or entities we normally have to trust in. For example, we have to trust the hardware we are doing our daily work on. We have to trust the software that is running on that hardware. We have to trust platforms we are using, for example, Google or Facebook or such, and we have to trust infrastructure operators like your ISPs or your mobile operators. We have to trust server operators that, for example, are running the XMPP server you are using. We have to trust our governments, and for sure we have also to trust the social environment we are living in. So, yes, I try. And all those things in the list have something in common, and that is that more or less they are all centralized entities like the platforms, for example, that are collecting data on their server infrastructure, or the ISPs that are quite powerful because of their centralized being. And some solution to this is that we can decentralize, and this is not only, and this most of us think about this like having no central authorities, but also with decentralized systems, as you also can see from the picture here, have in smaller scale centralized nodes. So we also have the problem of centralization, but on another scale, on a other scale. And solution to this is distributed systems, and SecureShare and GNUNet, what is the base of SecureShare, are distributed systems. Some could say that we also, if you think of XMPP, for example, everybody could run his own XMPP server, and then we do not need such completely distributed systems, but then we end up having scaling problems, as I will explain later. This is a more or less common social graph with people interconnected with each other. And if you think of non-distributed but decentralized systems, and those systems are trying to exchange informations, they end up quite fast with a scaling problem, because they are not doing multicast most of the time. If you compare multicast and unicast routing of messages, you see quite easily that messages are sent twice or more often than they need to be sent. And SecureShare is doing multicast here to get rid of this scaling problem. Here I'd like to present to you a little bit more about the architecture of SecureShare. As also Lynx told you before, SecureShare is using GNUNet, and GNUNet is made up of several submodules, and we are not using all of them. There's a quite interesting talk of the inventor of GNUNet. It's called 45 submodules in 45 minutes. So we are maybe using six of them. And they are presented here in layered. So the very basic one, the GNUNet core, is used to do such things like choosing which transport protocols are used, and doing the basic link encryption. The cadet layer is doing the routing using a distributed hash table, and doing the end-to-end encryption. And the GNUNet multicast layer is responsible for doing the multicasts to get rid of the scaling problem I told you before. The GNUNet psyche layer is a very effective text messaging protocol we are using to send the messages. And the last layer before we have the app itself is the GNUNet social layer, where we model different entities we are using for modeling the trust in the application. These entities are egos. So in SecureShare, you do not end up with one username, and you can use all of the time. You can have different egos, and each ego is on the on the technical side, a key which identifies your ego. And you can, and there are NIMs. NIMs are more or less the same than egos, but the egos you communicate with. And in SecureShare we have entity places. This is comparable to chat rooms where those egos and NIMs can meet up and exchange messages. And each place is hosted by an entity called host. And in those places you have other NIMs then that are called guests. So now we can have a look on how we model if we have different NIMs we are talking to and we have different trust in them. And for that purpose, some user Alice could have different egos, and depending on the context this Alice like to communicate, you have separated egos, and those egos can then have separated places. For example, we have here places like a family place or a friend's place, and it's quite obvious that informations you share in the places, in the family place, you do not want to share with those ones in the colleagues' place. And you also see down there that I have there a place called psychiatrist. So Alice is talking to some psychiatrist via SecureShare, and that one has also two NIMs, so two identities, and one of those identities is also a guest in his in Alice's friend's place. So both of them do not know from the informations the application gives to them that they know each other from other places. So places can also have different shapes. I compared them to chat rooms, but they can also be blog pages or company websites. Places also can have attributes that are attached to those places, and there is no dedicated profile in SecureShare. The profile some user sees is aggregated by the places the NIM is guest in. So depending on in which places other users are in, they see different information from my particular ego. Also, places can inherit from each other. For example, if you have informations attached to the friend's place, this place can the family place can inherit then the friend's place and add additional information to the information that is already on the attached to the friend's place. Okay, so maybe we go back to that slide with the list who we have to trust and where now SecureShare can help us to get rid of problems with those centralized entities. And okay, the hardware problem is out of scope for our project, also the software problem. But if we look at the infrastructure, SecureShare can definitely help us because, as we already learned in Link's talk, there are different strategies to have an anonymity, and therefore the data that is sent over our distributed network cannot be seen by, for example, your ISP. Also, we have no problems regarding any platforms because there is no platform in this case, and we also have no problem with any servers because there are no servers, because in our case we have distributed network, and each user of SecureShare is running a node by himself and do not have to trust in any server infrastructure. So, and also the trust in government, in the list here, the government could make any of the, for example, the infrastructure operator make to spoof into your data. This is also not possible because they would need to convince every user of SecureShare to do this. Okay, so that's it.
That was an amazing talk. Thank you very much, Tezzera. But they don't understand. I also have three very difficult questions for you. Now that I have you here, I was sitting right there, and this young fellow next to me, he was not paying attention. He was asking me all the questions that I will ask you now.
Okay, which
after
one?
After these three questions, you can also ask questions. The first thing, which of these do you actually trust? And how much do you trust them?
The last one.
The social environment. Okay, now comes the other questions. I have a dick pic circling around in SecureShare and GNUnet, and I do not want it to be circled around anymore. What can I do?
Actually, this depends also. The basic problem you have with any other social network is the same. You have to be careful who you are sending pictures. So if it's already circling in some group you trust it, and you cannot trust them, then you have also a problem.
And I cannot technically call back trust, is that correct? Once it's out there, and social trust is all that it keeps there.
Yes.
I have a question, the last question from my side, then it's your guys' turn. You know, is human mankind able to behave well in trusted networks like SecureShare and GNUnet without any control of governments or server operators? Your worldview on human behavior and human typeness. Do you think that we are ready to handle this kind of technology?
I didn't get that exactly, but there are also other problems SecureShare cannot help, because it's not a problem you can solve technically. So if you think of those kind of problems, then SecureShare can also not help. Okay. But I do not know if I got it correctly.
Thank you very much. That was a difficult question, because bad human behavior cannot be solved by technical things, not even weapons. We should all know that. If anybody has a question to that, ask Tesseract. Where can we find you later on?
Also in the NGI assembly.
Great. Any questions? Do you have a question?
I have an answer.
Then come here. Come here. We're on camera too, so.
So I add an answer regarding the social and social political aspects of SecureShare. I thought about it a lot, and there are several aspects to it. We have a different approach to most decentralized chat systems. We don't try to make it an anarchic space, but our chat rooms are usually owned by the person who starts it or something. There's usually a kind of a responsibility chain. also it's an we don't promote anonymity between people. We promote anonymity against observers outside, against between the people, we recommend people knowing each other. And we don't even provide tools for people to find each other for strange purposes. So if people want to meet because they have the same criminal intent, it works better on a hidden service in Tor. But Secure doesn't model that. So the Secure modeling is focused on real-world social relationships. So it is more applicable than to have on top social structures like I want to have a moderator, I want to have a justice system because I elected a court of arbitration, or I want to call the police and I want to bring a person in front of a judge. So you can apply a traditional rule of law later on, maybe, depending on the situation.
Thank you very much. As you can see, these guys can answer all the questions there are. You find them in the NGI assembly.